Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
Was Jordan in that game?
Yo, he was getting... Yo, it was funny. He was getting jerked like he worked for LaFace. Not LaFace. What's the dude? Barry Gordy? Motown.
Motown.
Yo, Pippen was getting robbed like he worked for Motown.
They got him a Cadillac.
They probably didn't even get him that.
No, they got him one of them old-ass Cadillacs from friggin' Motown Records.
Yo, he goes, how about this? We'll get you tickets to a Boys and Men concert.
In a large drink. Free refills.
No, free refills.
Oh, damn. No, he negotiated that. He was like, wait, I'll take it, but no free refills. And they were like,
okay.
That's not how this works.
And this is the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. We were talking, and it just seemed appropriate just to start fucking recording all that shit, because that was fucking hysterical.
it's fun to laugh at Scottie Pippen's misery. So for some reason, we've all learned.
Yeah, like I feel bad for that dude, man. But anyway, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the Sire of Sarcasm, the Scion of Cynicism, Old Man Wade, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, the Pinnacle of Political Perfection, Super Bowl Gabi.
What up, everybody?
Yeah, man.
For 20, well, plus one day.
Dude, it's April and it's 2020. Every day is 420.
Oh, yeah. Happy 2020 month.
Yeah, man. You got a beer with you today? You don't have to. You don't have to. I got a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, and I'm gonna breathe heavily into the mic.
Oh, man. You got some good salad, I heard.
Yes. Yes, it was really good.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that one day over the weekend, eating a salad and watching something on Netflix. Maybe I'll do that when I watch Star Wars.
Yeah, you should get some baked goods with that too.
Thinking about it, we gotta do something. We ordered Chinese food and that shit was tritty da 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 dash. It wasn't good like at all. Making a guest appearance.
I don't even remember the last time we ordered out. Like, I've just been cooking.
Well, y'all are better off for it.
My wife's been cooking. Huh? What's up?
Did y'all are better off for it. I just had a craving for Chinese food, and it was awful. Yeah.
Man, I feel bad. Like, I don't know how to... Like, the whole restaurant industry is kind of weird right now, because if you're a server, you're screwed, I think, right? Because like, you get paid crap hourly. You live off a tip, so you essentially depend on people going to the restaurants.
Well, Maria,
I feel like a lot of these businesses, a lot of these restaurants are like, at least the owners are kind of winning right now. They don't have anybody on their payroll, and people are still ordering out through, you know, your various food delivery apps and whatnot.
Well, Valkyrie was telling me that she gets, not her, but like people who work in the service industry, a lot of them are getting unemployment. So.
True. And you're full unemployment too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, old man.
What up?
How are you doing so far? Day 360,000 of quarantine.
I'm doing good. Like, right? I'm not really quarantined. I still gotta go to work.
Yeah, true. But I don't know. It's weird because I'm still working as well, and it's like I'm a homebody. I don't like going out.
Yeah.
But I feel like this has gone so long that I'm craving just going somewhere, like to a movie theater, to a restaurant, like a really good restaurant, or like, I don't even know. I don't even go to the mall, and I kind of want to go to the mall.
You know what's funny, man, is I'm not really looking, because like, I shouldn't say always, but I'm not really a big go-outer. Like, there's a couple of bars that I'd like to go to, I frequent or whatever, but for the most part, I chill in the crib. Like, or I go to someone else's house. Like, that's the one thing I miss. I miss, like, grabbing a couple of beers and going to people's houses. Like, I the fact that I can't really go hang out with Kim, or the fact that you can't come over here, it's kind of whack. You know what I mean?
Yo, I really do miss doing, like, face-to-face episodes. right? Like,
yeah,
you kind of like appreciate those moments more when you can't do it.
Exactly. How you doing with all this, man?
Like I said, man, it's weird because again, I'm a homebody, so I don't think me being at home is a problem. It's just the fact that there's really no other options kind of bothers me. Like, I don't know. I'm not trying to storm anybody's state house with guns to talk to me because I'm that mad about it, but it is kind of aggravating.
Yeah. And you know what it is? It's kind of one of those things where it's like you want to do something, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you know what you could do if that happens, right?
What?
Protest.
Oh, yeah. I could just go out and just do possibly the worst thing that you possibly can do in the situation is to gather in large groups. I don't know, man. I don't know if you want to get into that at this moment, but
sure. I mean, we're already here. Like we can break it in. We can get to the fun stuff after we talk about this.
Yeah.
But so you're the pinnacle of political perfection. So why don't you tell everybody exactly what we're talking about?
So yeah, I mean, I think most people are pretty or somewhat aware of the situation. But there appears to be a movement towards protesting what people on the Trump side of the political spectrum would call tyranny. And in their eyes, tyranny happens to be the state trying their best to keep the spread of coronavirus to a minimum by locking down certain businesses, making sure that non-essential workers try to stay home as much as possible. You know, we're all living this situation, so I don't have to go into too much detail what these places are doing, but
yes,
I think the tipping off point happened in Michigan, where you had a group of armed protesters storm the state house, protesting what they say, like their mayor. Their mayor's very specific rules for lockdown. I would say that looking at exactly what she implemented, it wasn't the best way to implement these types of things. Like, she really micromanaged the lockdown. Like, you know, Home Depot's open, but you could only buy, like, a wrench and one screw. You know, like, the weird arbitrary rules that she implemented, well, her administration implemented for good reasons. But I think just making it overly complicated really frustrates the Trump supporters because, you know, they don't do complicated. And most people don't do complicated, so.
But I don't really consider any of this complicated. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there are things you can leave for. There are things you can't leave for. If you don't need to leave the house for things that are essential, stay the fuck home.
Yeah, and I think you have interesting perspective, or you have a perspective of somebody that, like, really understands the consequences of not following these rules. But I think at the end of the day, there's a segment of people, you know, refer to them as like the rightists of the Trump supporters, who don't really grasp the seriousness of this. They might, which is weird because a lot of them, they're out there in like masks and they're clearly trying to protect themselves from something.
See, I disagree with that part. I think they're trying to do it ironically.
That's possible too. But I mean, I can't discount anybody kind of contradicting themselves in this situation.
It's also true.
You know, but you really have to, as a politician, you really have to create when you're dealing with this type of situation, right? That's unprecedented and can really be dragged into like our political warfare as it's happening right now, right? Like, if you support Trump, you probably think this is a hoax. If you don't, you probably don't think this is a hoax, right? There's no reason for this to be
political. No, you realize this isn't a hoax.
It's become political and it's been ingrained in people's own, like, you know, way of thinking about the world. And so if you're the mayor of Michigan, right, you really have to take that into account when you're implementing these rules, right? I think, like, you have to really simplify your message. Like, don't overcomplicate it because it just gives people an excuse to do dumb shit. Like, you know, we don't need any more excuses to do dumb shit.
You're not wrong. But it's
sorry just, if I...
Yeah, no, but it's just... Well, first, it's just... All right, I'll give an example. So, this was sent to me earlier today. I think Diddy sent this. And it's a guy with an American flag. And the post says, "Time to spread some freedom on campus." And then it's him again. Watch protesters. It's like Channel 5 ABC. And it goes, "Watch. Protesters are standing outside the governor's residence to protest the stay-at-home order. Check out the latest report on protests at K." And then it goes, "See more." That's not the best part. The best part is the very last one, where this dude then posted, "Well, I'm now at 101.3 for temperature. Time for ice packs and monitor this before I go to bed. Now I will quarantine for the next 14 days. Dumbass."
Yeah. Because there is a reality, right? And then, you know, for better or worse, people are going to be confronted by that reality.
Yeah, it's like, dog. Like, how do you not understand the concept of, like, and oh god, the dumbest thing I think we hear, and I thought it was a passing thing where someone goes, "Well, more people die from this and this than COVID." You're like, dog, relax.
Yeah, I mean, it's somebody, I don't know, man. Statistics is hard.
Not really. No, get me wrong. Statistics, like the class, is hard. But yeah, like looking at something and going, "Let's see, I can get this and give it to somebody else, and then that person can get sick, and then they can get somebody else sick," is different than someone smoking and dying from cigarettes. Huge difference.
But our brains like tend to play tricks on us, right? Like you have,
Go on, Scarface.
Yeah, it's true. Like, if you don't see something in front of your face, right, sometimes it's hard to imagine it, right? And so especially if it's something that, and I know it sounds like I'm trying to give dumb people an excuse, but yeah, I am giving dumb people an excuse, right? Like, I'm trying, it's the 420 month, it's all about peace and happiness and spreading love, so I'm going to try to, like, bring them to... I'm gonna try to like break them down as much as I can, right, in a nice way.
Yeah.
But anyways, people are going to believe what they see in front of their faces, and this COVID thing is complicated enough for people that know what they're talking about, right? It's really hard for the average person to like conceptualize what's happening right now, especially, yeah, you know, there's so many people in this country, right? There's so much space. Especially in the middle of the country, right? In the rural areas, there's so much space, there's so much room that people don't really interact the same way as they do, like, in the city, that like we're used to. So you don't really see as much people around you. You don't really see people dying or hearing stories about people dying. Like, your family members are probably not dying in front of you. So you go by what you hear on the news. You go by the places that you consume your information. If that's Fox News and Trump, that's the way you're going to frame this whole situation.
Yeah,
right?
So being a moron, go on.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, essentially.
So
is it being a moron a human condition?
Kind of, I guess. So let's have some fun.
Yeah.
We've talked about that. I'm trying to avoid talking about this as much as possible, but, you know, it's a topic, so something we should talk about.
Yeah.
So let's have a new game. Let's before I introduce the segment, I want to ask you a question. Who is Sir Isaac Newton?
Sir Isaac Newton, mm-hmm, is known as the father of the theory of gravity.
Uh-huh.
And calculus, I believe?
Yes.
Yes.
So you consider him someone, like, revolutionary in the science department, right?
I mean, the urban myths about Newton, or like the actual man who's Newton?
The actual man who's Newton.
I mean, he's kind of a douchebag.
Alright. Okay. So I just want to point this out, and I can't wait I've been dying to have this conversation with you. Newton's a fraud.
Yeah.
But you agree?
Yes.
Oh, come on. It's no fun now.
Wait, what did you think I was gonna say?
I was gonna call nothing. I thought you were gonna debate me on this. I was gonna call him the Christopher Columbus of science.
And why is that?
You can't discover something that was already there.
Oh, you mean like that? No, the theory of now we could probably have the argument that you want to have. Like, yes, gravity is something that just exists around us, right? And we knew from a long time that if you put something up, it's going to come back down, right? Mm-hmm. But the theory of gravity in itself, like quantifying that gravitational pull, is pretty groundbreaking. The thing that about Newton is that he didn't really come up with these theories himself. Like, there was a whole like group of people in the scientific community that were trying to tackle like these fundamental questions, and he, like everybody else around him, just built up on top of everything else that everybody else was discovering, right? So he wasn't the single discoverer of the theory of gravity that a lot of people kind of put that on him. He put that on himself as well, I think. But
that was no fun. I was gonna call this segment "Old Man Wade Pisses Javi Off."
Try again.
All right, we'll go with this. George Washington's a bitch ass nigga.
Oh damn! Well, he's literally not a nigga.
Well, he's an ignorant motherfucker. So yeah.
If you are what you own, then yeah, maybe.
Dog, relax. I feel like the stories of him were greatly exaggerated because, as what is it? History isn't written by who's right, it's written by who's left.
I guess. But I think George Washington, a lot of the things that we kind of miss about like having in a president started with George Washington. And this isn't to like make him something that he isn't, because he was definitely a flawed individual.
He owned slaves.
Yeah, that's the biggest. This is a giant flaw. All right. But other than that, other than the fact that he owned slaves.
I mean, do you really need to go any further than that, though?
It depends on how you want to. It depends, because people are complicated, right? Like, people can do evil things in the context of like the time they lived in, right?
That's
and
true.
Still have done good things, I think, right?
That's true. But as you get older, you and we've had this conversation here. You evolve. You become a different person. You become a better person. He didn't stop owning slaves.
No.
He didn't stop treating women like shit. Like, you know what I mean? It was just kind of.
But I don't know how
all men are created equal. Wink, wink.
Well, to judge him by his peers, right? Who a lot of them did own slaves. Like, he was known as a gentleman. Like, he did, like, slavery aside, right? He did believe in, like, having a noble person who's willing to give up power, right? Mm-hmm. As the leader of the federal government. So there were no term limits. There was nothing like that, right? Like, mm-hmm. He didn't want to get paid a salary to be president. Like, the Congress have to enact a law that the president gets paid, because they believe that if you don't pay the president, they're more apt to be, like, bribed by another country. So he did a lot of things, like a lot of the things that we expect from the president started from him, because he was kind of like the prototypical gentleman of his time.
Yeah.
With slaves.
I just love that. With slaves.
With slaves.
I'm not making that the title, by the way. No.
No?
I'm not making that the title, by the way.
It was cool, but he had slaves.
Okay, yeah, I think I can do that.
He wasn't cool. No, nobody that had slaves was cool. Let me take that back. He was an asshole, but some, you know, I don't know.
But I was like, yeah, but he was slaves.
I'd rather George Washington of that time than the Donald Trump of that time. Because imagine the Donald Trump of that era. Like, what kind of monster would that be?
Well, just like George Washington, he's getting in for 3 terms.
This dude say that.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And when it happens, I expect everyone to give me donations of beer because we're all going to have to get shit-faced when that happens.
I mean, I don't know.
He is...
It's never happened. I mean, like, we don't know what... There's really no way of knowing what would happen if he just decided to, like, hey, I don't want to be president. And that's another thing, props I'll give to George Washington. Like, he did not want to be president for life.
The Fuckboy 45 doesn't want to be president.
Say that one more time?
Fuckboy 45 doesn't want to be president. Like, nothing about him, nothing about this screams to me that he wants to even be in office. He thought it was, you know what it was? I feel like Clinton, George W., and Obama made being a president cool. You know what I mean? Bush got to play dress up and go in an air in a jet. Clinton played the saxophone. Barack Obama was rock star fucking Barack Obama, and he was and he was expecting this like this fun like I'm gonna be everyone's gonna love me, and then it's like, wait, why doesn't everyone love me? This job is hard.
Yeah. All right. But I feel like he's so narcissistic that he wouldn't even, like, it's possible that he's not even, like, he probably thinks he's doing a great job, like, for real.
Yo, okay, I gotta have this conversation with you again. He is not narcissistic, he's a fucking idiot. Here comes conspiracy theorist old man Wade. That man has never had sex.
You said this, and you're definitely sticking to this theory.
Yeah. Yo, I don't...
Like...
No, he's... Dude, he's never had sex.
His sons kind of look like him.
Huh?
His sons kind of look... Well, all his kids look like him, actually.
Okay, I'll give you an example. How often do you see someone, and then you go, oh, you look just like your father, only to find out that that person is not their father?
Are you saying he got, like, really good, like, lookalikes?
No,
as children?
I think this is the minds of people playing tricks on them. Like when you hear something, you start looking for them. It's like when someone says, "Oh, this person's following me." Like, you know what I mean? And like, no, this person's not following you. They just happen to be going in the same direction.
Yeah.
We're all told that those are his kids. Those aren't his kids. The man looked directly into an eclipse twice.
Yes.
For an extended amount. It wasn't like, oh shit, let me look down. He looked at it, looked at someone else, pointed at it, and then looked at it again. That is a sign of a person who doesn't know what his penis is used for, and probably doesn't call it a penis or a dick. He probably calls it his wee-wee. That dude, I'm telling you, that man has never had sex.
You know what? I'm gonna let you have that one.
Yo, straight up and down. Like, okay. It's just everything he does, it just doesn't make any sense. And then, I'll go a step further, because I had this conversation in the group chat with the group I'm calling The Love Below, where they were like, only a teenager would say some shit like, when you're rich, you can just grab them by the pussy. Like, that's, it's narcissistic, but it's also borderline high school behavior. It also sounds like a person who claims they've had a lot of sex and has never had sex.
Yeah, or that attitude really, you know, was the shit in the 80s. Remember, this dude was like a billionaire in the 80s. During that time, like, this whole persona was definitely something people looked up to, I think. I've been watching a lot of 80s movies, man. A lot of 80s culture. Trump was all over that shit.
Duh. Yeah, like he was. Like, matter of fact, 90s. He was in Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Duh. I'm telling you right now, if we DNA test them kids, he's never had sex.
Like, you know what?
I don't. You know how some people, even if they don't look attractive, you're like, okay, you look like a being who has had sex, or someone who does have sex. He doesn't look like a being who's ever had sex. like, what was it? I don't know if I said this on here. He reminds me of Vic the Veep from The Boys.
Damn.
Damn. I want my wee-wee sucked. I want my wee-wee sucked.
Maybe to him, sex is grabbing people by the pussy.
Oh, God. How funny would that be if, like, he doesn't know how sex works and he's just, like, grabbing people by the crotch. Not even just, like, women. Just, like, he just grabbed people by the crotch.
And nobody around him had the balls to tell him, like,
no,
that's not sex.
He's like, I touched a wee-wee. I had sex.
Wow. All right. Well, you know what? That's going to be a disturbing thought. Thank you, Owen.
I want my dickie sucked.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that dude, I'm telling you, that dude has never had sex, man. There's nothing you can tell me otherwise. There's nothing you can tell me that's going to make me say otherwise.
I can't argue that, man. Like, I just can't. I disagree.
Oh.
I don't think he's ever had, like, good sex. But, I don't know, man. He's like an 80s douchebag. Like, that's all they did. They did coke and had sex.
Coke and sex?
Coke and sex sound like private jets.
You know what? That does sound like some ball-ass shit, though.
I mean, the only downside of being rich in the 80s is that you're probably responsible for, like, the disastrous decline of the American economy for the past 20 years. But other than that, you were living life.
Well, this kind of leads into it, because while we're kind of still on the political end of things, you know about Florida making the WWE essential employees.
Say that again, Florida? You sure it's Florida?
It's either Florida or Mississippi, man.
Yeah, one of those two. You sure it's not like, I don't know. That is crazy. So, it's so random. I don't get it.
So it's funny. So a report came out, an anonymous WWE employee, and again, since it's saying anonymous, you never know if this is true or not. But an anonymous WWE employee says they're being forced to work TV tapings.
You're still. Oh my God! Wait.
I got the article here.
I know, but there's so many questions. There's so many questions I have. The first one being like, Florida deemed wrestling essential, but not like Disney World. Like, I don't like.
Duh. If they let Disney World open, everybody in the world would be infected. Like, everybody. Like, we could stay in our house and close off everything, and I feel like Disney would find a way to, like, spread that shit. Like, it would mutate in Disney.
I don't know, man. Those Disney prices are kind of expensive. So if they can open now, I might have a $50 ticket. I might take that risk.
Yeah, exactly my point. I drink enough whiskey. That shit's gonna bounce off me. But nah, so... Journalist John Alba today tweeted footage from a meeting of Florida's Orange County Board of County Commissioners, during which a statement of an anonymous WWE employee who referred to themselves as John provided a public comment. That statement was read into the record, stating that WWE employees are being forced to work in order to keep their jobs.
Yep, I can only picture John as like The Rock, but he's wearing like a fake mustache. I'm not The Rock. I'm John.
Yo, that's so funny. Yo, is John Cena in blackface?
Yo, for, oh shit. Oh man.
Yo.
But that's not like some muscle bound wrestler like trying to pretend. Like, no.
Like, yo, can't hide. It's fucking Bill Goldberg.
Dude, you're 8 feet tall with a barbed wire tattoo. Like,
yo, let me find out. Let me find out it's the fucking Big Show. Can you picture him? You know what's funny? It's because if you ever heard the Big Show talk, it's like he sounds like one of those voices like, well, when I was doing this, I was told to, like, they would have to make his voice higher pitched to not know it's him. But even then, in the dark shadow, you know it's him because he would be the entire fucking room.
Yeah, I met the Big Show when I was, like, a kid.
Really?
Like, at a gas station. Yeah, like, I was at a gas station. I think they were probably traveling or something. I don't know. He's probably the biggest, like, person I've ever seen in my life.
Like, easily. Like, he's a legitimate...
I've seen football players, basketball players. Like, this guy is just, like...
He's a legitimate 7'2". Mm-hmm. And I know at one point he was over 5 bills. But I know he's closer to, like, 4.
That's ridiculous.
I interviewed him once for Movie Pilot, and it was... I told him, I was like, dude, I'm marking out right now.
Face-to-face?
No. I wish. God, I wish. It was over the phone, like, Movie Pilot. I interviewed him once, and I interviewed The Miz on another occasion for two different WWE movies.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like, you listen to his voice, and it's like, he's talking to you, and it's like, why is my phone vibrating? Oh, no, wait, that's just his voice.
Oh, shit, just resonance.
Yeah, but, like, again, I'm just
saying. See, wrestling is essential.
Shut up! If wrestling is essential, then I better get a fucking Black Widow movie.
Oh, shit. Yeah, for real.
That's all I'm saying. But no, so the article goes on to say, my employer, World Wrestling Entertainment, a.k.a. WWE, is forcing me to work the TV tapings for its weekly show despite stay-at-home orders for coronavirus. The public comment reads, I'm unable to speak out as I need the job and I know I will be fired if I approach my higher-ups. Despite sanitary precautions, we cannot maintain social distancing and have to touch other people. I request the government to shut down these tapings and enforce a stay-at-home order so my colleagues and I may follow social distancing rules without the fear of repercussions of losing our jobs. WWE was originally deemed a non-essential business on the onset of COVID-19 pandemic, but Florida Governor Ron DeSantis named it an essential business earlier this month, which is funny because all of their TV tapings are in their performance center, which is in Florida.
Well, you know, whatever. They can just body slam COVID.
Body slam COVID.
Put COVID in the stunner.
Yo, I can see them trying that shit too. But
we need a gimmick. Put a man in a virus suit.
Man, oh God, you know he's gonna do it too. Oh God, why would you say that?
Oh man. You know what? I don't give a shit about what wrestling is doing in Florida. I'm proud that this was Florida. Like, I'm proud. Like, certain things we believe in sometimes come to not be true. But my heart is heavy to know that we will always believe that Florida is trash. And that will always be true.
Dude, it gets better than that. Like, he's going to be in charge. What was it? Now he's in charge of restarting the economy.
He's in charge of restarting the economy. So, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I kind of checked out. I don't know what the fuck Trump's saying about this whole thing right now. Like, I don't know. I know a lot of people still watching this dude. Like,
oh, God. There was one more.
Grand Theft Auto. Going to work.
Doug, these are the actions of a man.
And eating salad.
These are the actions of a man who's never had sex.
I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you. I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about. Like, is he saying that we should use mayonnaise yet to cure ourselves? Or, like, what was he?
Oh, God, give it time. Give
what's,
it.
What's he on right now?
Was he on it?
There's, like, just having no confidence in leadership is just the craziest thing. Like, other than the fact that, like, we're all in the house because of a global pandemic, like, the fact that there's, like, literally no leadership in this country is also freaking crazy. It's freaking crazy, man.
Yeah, I just read somebody.
Check on your political friends. We're not doing okay.
I was scrolling through Instagram looking for something, and I had to share this. Somebody called the quarantine protesters the Flu Klux Klan.
Oh, shit.
Yo. That is good. That is damn genius.
Yeah, winner.
Yo, that again. That is damn fucking genius.
You know, Darwin. So you know, whatever.
Yeah, man. How do you? I don't. But yeah, man. But no. See, the bad part about this is I can fuck around and get sick because these dumb motherfuckers won't stay home.
No, you be all right. I don't think they come in contact with black people.
Nah. Yo, speaking of coming in contact, I loved, shout out to the protesters in Denver and the nursing staff was just like standing there like, no.
I saw that. That was pretty cool. Yo, shout out to nurses, man.
Yeah, they are the fucking, my buddy works at a hospital and like he tells me like the nurses, they are fucking rock stars, man. And I'm not shocked. Valkyrie's friend, who hopefully will come on the show one day, said she would. She's a bad motherfucker, man, and then when I
shut asked, your mouth.
I'm only talking about her. But like, you know what I mean? Like, it takes a special type of person to be a nurse. You know what I mean? Like you can't be weak, you can't be flimsy, you can't be like, you gotta be ready. You know what I mean?
I think we could do it. We should both enroll into nursing school.
Yeah. You can do it. I don't got the patience for that shit, man.
Yeah?
I want to help people, but I don't have the patience nor the intellect to take those fucking college courses.
Alright, so we could do medical school instead. And we could both be houses.
What houses is, as in what? Just throw shit on the wall and wait for something to stick?
Yeah, like we'll have three really bad ideas that sound smart. But then, like, that fourth idea is going to be, like, the cure.
Yo, that show, I love House. It's one of my top 10 or 20 favorite shows. But that show is ridiculous.
Yeah. They're going to have to rethink all these medical shows. Like, I think the myth that doctors and nurses and lab scientists, no matter how good and talented they are, because they aren't hardworking, like, I don't want to, like, downgrade them at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no such thing as just, like, figuring out what's going on and then finding, like, a cure, like, the second you find out what's going on. Like these medical shows need to be more drawn out than they are now. Like, we need, like, there's no way that when you find the outbreak monkey, you're going to be able to, like, just take the blood out of the outbreak monkey and make a cure. Like, we've learned, COVID taught us that shit's real in the streets. When they're looking for these types of solutions, man. And it's not overnight.
Well, one of the things that, one of the shows, I guess, has been, like, called the best rendition of the medical industry was Scrubs. And that was one thing I think they kind of prided themselves on. When they didn't necessarily find something out, like, immediately. Like, mm-hmm. it took time and time. And then sometimes they would find out the cure and it would be too late. Or sometimes it's just like, you know what I mean? Or, you know what, me and Valkyrie were talking about this as well. When they talk about how much money, it's like, oh, doctors make all this money. And it's like, yeah, not immediately.
Mm-mm.
Like, you know what I mean? And Scrubs did an amazing job displaying that when Turk, Elliot, and JD, when they were struggling for the first, I think, like 3 or 4 years. You know what I mean? When they couldn't, like, rub two nickels together and they were, like, having, like, steel scrubs to, like, live. You know what I mean? So it's a good depiction of what it could be like, especially, like, seeing it firsthand at times. And you listen to them, it's like, you're broke? And they're like, yeah, I just got out of medical school.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm more broke. I'm broke, bro.
Yeah, like, it was funny when I found out that I get paid, like, I take home, like, after, like, doctors pay their medical bills and shit like that, like, I take home more than them sometimes.
Oh, damn.
Like,
you know, that makes sense. I mean, you're, like, the president of, like, all the hospitals in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So you should be making a lot of money.
Old man Wade Industries.
Yep. Hi, old man. What else we got on the docket?
You wanted to talk about something. We talked about the protests. We talked about immigration. Immigration.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to talk about the protests because you did have Trump's immigration rule,
mm-hmm.
which is he wanted to. Again, I've I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I checked out. But
I thought you were joking when you said that.
Nah, man. I'm just. We can talk about it off air a little bit later or whatever. But it's not anything crazy. But it's just. I can't take as I can't. I just can't wait till November so I can vote. That's it. Back to what we were talking about before.
Yo, I love that, like, because you pride yourself on being that guy. You pride yourself on being completely knowledgeable of everything that's going on. And to hear you sound so defeated, you're just like, yeah, I checked out.
No, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I don't want it to sound like I'm defeated, because I'm not defeated. It's just... There's nothing anybody, no matter what people tell you, they don't know what's happening, right? No matter, and the fact, like I said before, like, there's no leadership. Like, this, it's not like, we're not learning anything new from the Trump administration. So, again, I'm sourcing information, like, I'm getting information from other places.
Yeah.
You know, the more boring news sources, but... As far as, like, watching CNN every day or watching a Trump press conference every day or MSNBC or whatever people watch, that tends to be partisan or, like, hyperbolic, or they're just trying, like, they're hyping everything up. This is already a scary situation for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And bombarding yourself with, like, all the negative news can really... can damage you. Like, I've seen it. Like, I know there's certain people on my Facebook timeline that are constantly posting, like, the numbers of people dying, or, like,
yeah,
constantly posting about, like, I understand it's a scary situation and you want to, I don't know, be plugged in, but most of the time you're sharing false information, which in a time like this is dangerous, right? Sharing false information is dangerous. It's not a passive act, right? You can kill people by sharing bad information in times like this.
Well, beyond the obvious, I would say obvious thing about, like, sharing bad information and how it can negatively affect someone's life, I also think there's only so much that people need to see, you know what I mean? Like, one of the things I learned from my hiatus on Facebook is when I came back, it was like, dog, I don't really need to see any of this shit. Like, I don't care enough. And I feel like people want to be the best. Like, I want to be the one to show people this. I'm like,
yeah.
Man, why? You know what I mean?
Like, I don't get it. Like, they're chasing something. Like, it's weird to see it happen. And it's weird from us, given the fact that, you know, We're trying to make a career out of getting people to pay attention to us.
You know, I think the difference here is, it's like, we're not on here going, X amount of people have died, and, you know, and I think we're pretty much talking about the information that's given, because we've actually deleted a couple of shows because we didn't have all the right data and didn't have the full audio of what was going on. So we decided to not be irresponsible with the stuff we were saying.
And I think that's kind of my point with the whole effect, like, seeing people post all this stuff, is, like, no matter where you're sourcing information from, like, it's not going to be 100% accurate, because people are still figuring out what's happening right now. This is a totally new situation, right? There's nothing we can compare it to. Yeah, we had, like, the Spanish flu and all these other epidemics that we had, like, 100 years ago, right? But the world is different than it was then, right?
Absolutely.
Like, We're learning as we go, right? And even the death numbers aren't really accurate, because they're coming from multiple different models. And that's why I say, no, statistics is hard, right? Because this moments like this is when statistics gets hard. When you have nothing really to compare it to, and you're getting all this raw data, and you try to make sense of it, and I think with that said, like, you're right that people shouldn't be exposed to everything. Like, people shouldn't be exposed to, like, incomplete data when it's supposed to be information that's supposed to be helpful, because people can apply all types of wrong information from, like, raw data if they don't know what they're looking at.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people making judgments off of stuff that's based on that raw data without any context.
I also feel like people don't want... Did you ever see There's a College Humor sketch called If Google Was a Guy.
Did you post that?
I posted a different one, but there's an older one where all four of them are great, but there's one part of the one of the skits in particular where a woman sits down and goes, vaccine causes autism, and he goes, I have, and he picks up these, like, this giant file and goes, I have all of these that say it's not. And then she puts a quotation, like, air quotes, vaccinations cause autism. And he gets angry, opens up a drawer, hands her one piece of paper, and she snatches it and goes, thank you! And that's what I feel it's like. Like, people, they want to see, like, they open up and it's like, I feel like people get up and they look for death toll, and they're not looking for low numbers, they're specifically looking for high numbers. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want they don't want to open up their news feed. I mean, excuse me, they don't want to Google search something or go into their favorite search engine and then see the numbers are down. They want to open up their Google search and see, oh, death goes up again. All right, time for me to get on social media and talk about how bad Trump is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's just like, it's that, and it's, that's the type of culture, that's what we had even before this pandemic, right? It's just, we weren't really talking about anything as serious as this. So it's kind of like that culture of just trying to be seen mixing with a global pandemic. And, you know, when this is all over, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some fascinating information to get out of this because of that. Like,
And the sad part about it is all the fascinating information will be easily accessible because we have the universe at our fingertips. But people aren't going to want it. All they're going to want to know is, can I go to the beach now? Can I go to the bars now?
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
I am, but like...
I'm okay with that.
I am, but I also feel like there's... I think there's a lesson to be learned from this. One, be a little more responsible in general. And I'm not just talking about people on platforms and stuff like that, but just in life. You know what I mean? My wife reached out to some people because she couldn't get to the hospital because she's immunocompromised. So she couldn't get to the stores, and every time, one of us would go, there were no cleaning supplies. Like, we couldn't get any Lysol. We couldn't get any, like, bleach to spray with or anything. Like, so she had to reach out and go, hey, I can't get any of this stuff, and I need it because they have to spray my uniforms down, you know, to make sure that, like, you know, I'm as clean as possible. I got to wash my clothes every 4 days. So now, you know what I mean, like, the amount of people who reached out and dropped stuff off was it left me with a sense of, like, hope. And I've said this on the show before, and I'll continue to say it, because I've seen a lot of people that you wouldn't expect to be as nice and great and charitable as they are being all the things that you'd want humanity to be. I find myself talking to people more because, like Steven. Like, I can't go out. He can't come here. I can't go meet him. So we talk about 3-4 times a week as opposed to before. Like, we may hit each other up a couple times a month and we knew it was all love. But now it's like, you know, let me make sure that he stays, like, we stay in contact, because you never know what could happen within 24 hours. You see the stuff online where, like, the good stuff online where you actually see people helping. I speak to people more now than I have, like, ever, because I want to make sure that my friends are okay and my family's okay. Just something as simple as, hey, like, Alfredo, I texted him this morning because I hadn't heard from him in a while, and it was just like, hey, just sending you some positive vibes before I knock out. Like, you know what I mean? Because I miss him. I legitimately miss him. I miss him, I miss his wife, I miss, you know what I mean? I dropped a care package off to Amanda today and gave her a bunch of comic books. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, because I miss hanging out with my twin. You know what I mean? But I really see that people are becoming better. So that was a long way of me saying that this is something, a lesson can be learned in kindness, in being charitable, like, you know what I mean? And not taking things for granted. Patton Oswalt said something, and it was funny, but it was also 100% true. He said, Anne Frank spent 2 years hiding in an attic, and we've been home for over a month. for just over a month with Netflix, food delivery, and video games. And people are risking dying from a virus to stake buildings and screaming, "Open Fuddruckers."
Yeah, we're so trash.
Yeah, and that's the sad part about it, man. I was like, I'm looking at this and it's like, yo, don't get me wrong. This is not an easy time. It's not. It is absolutely something difficult. It is something to be worried about. And, like, you know what I mean? But this is also an opportunity, like, get your projects out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure that if I didn't, like, if this was business as usual, we probably wouldn't have learned that we can record remotely and then have the audio still do well. We would just still get up on the weekends and, you know, so on and so forth and, like, you know what I mean, and not have this experience. Now we do.
So, yeah, we've been trying to do, like, remote stuff for a long time. Like, we talk about it, but then we're like, you know what? I'll just drive.
Yeah, like, I'll see you in a little bit.
This gave us that push to do that.
Yeah. And I really do dig that, man, because it's, like I said, it forces you to be something like that. And I'm like, all right, well, cool. Like, and it was like, so now when wintertime comes and we can, it's like, all right, well, cool. We still got the internet. We still got a microphone. And then once you get your Skype set up so we can see each other, it'll probably work a little bit better. So just everything.
And yes, we're using Skype. We're not cool like you people using your Zoom.
Zoom.
Whatever.
Yeah, man. I don't know. But like I said, the one thing I'm taking out of this is I really feel that I'm not going to say I have a ton of faith in humanity, but I will say that, like, people are surprising me. And that's a lesson I think we should take from all of this, is that we can be better people. We can be, we can set better examples for everybody. Like, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, sometimes it takes something colossal and something really tragic to happen for everyone to come together. Like, in all jokes aside, people always bring up Independence Day, which is like, today is our Independence Day, and it's like, cause we're gonna all kill aliens together. You know what I mean? It takes something worldwide for people to come together, and unfortunately, we got the 60-year-old virgin in office.
I love how the movie Independence Day takes the place of, like, the actual Independence Day for, like, a message of hope. Because, you know, there's a bunch of rich slaveholders involved in the first Independence Day. So, yeah, I like that.
All right, man, this has been the Old Man Wade Show.
Yo!
Yo, tell them. Oh, man, tell them where they can find us.
Yeah, so you can find us on the oldmanwade.com website. We have a brand spanking new awesome article written by Patrick Rahal. Did I say that correctly?
I believe so.
Yep, about the Green Lantern, well, no, the Lantern Corps. So the multi-spectrum bearers of rings of power. And he talked about which fictional characters or non-fictional characters from different properties could make good bearers and which part of the spectrum they would likely be part of. It's a really good article. And you can also find this on our Facebook page, Old Man Wade Show on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And also Twitter, Let Shit Record.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at oldmanwadecom, oldmanwadecom, on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me there. Oh, before we go, shout out to the Coco host. She did something really nice that she didn't have to do, and so she hits me up randomly out of nowhere and goes, "Hey, are you or Maria at home?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm chilling. What's up?" She goes, "All right, drop something off to you." I'm like, "All right, cool." So I'm thinking she's dropping off like cleaning supplies or whatever, you know, just being her normal helpful self. She hits me with, and this was this, it really like warmed my heart. I'm trying to find the image of it. But here we go. It was two packs of Pop Secret popcorn, some tea, two packs of extra long-lasting peppermint gum, and two cookies. And I think there's something else in there, too. And some Hershey nuggets. And on it, it says, you are essential. And it, like, really made me happy. She didn't have to do this. It just, like, out of nowhere. And it's, like, it's things like that, man. It's like,
that's pretty dope.
Yeah, me and Toy have known each other for a while. But we became friends after really doing the show. And then, like, not just doing the show and leaving. Like, we would do the show. We'd talk beforehand. We'd talk afterhand. Like, you know what I mean? And when she's going through something, I'm always like, yo, I'm here if you need me. And if I'm going through something, she's always like, yo, I'm here if you need me. So it's like, you know what I mean? So if, like I said, if anything else, like, just remember, like, you do have people out there. You do have people who care about you. Reach out to them. Give them a hug. Don't wait. We're going to do another show and hopefully...
No, don't give them a hug. Not yet.
No touching. Like, you know what I mean? Give them a virtual hug. Like, you know what I mean? Send them a hug gift. You know what I mean? Just remember the good out there. That's all. Sorry to end on such a sappy note. Let me see. What can I do to make this? Here we go. Wubba lubba dub dub! Yeah!
Damn it, Wade!